Hello to you. Welcome to Coin Market Recap on Thursday, the 23rd of March. I'm Connor Sefton with Coin Market Cap's easy to understand look at the top crypto stories. Today, Do Kwon is no longer on the run. We'll bring you the latest. The Federal Reserve and the Bank of England increase interest rates once again. Plus, Justin Sun and 8 stars are charged by the SEC as Coinbase attacks US regulators. And why Arbitrum's airdrop got off to a shaky start. Please do like, rate, and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. It helps us reach new listeners. And I'm on Twitter as well, at Connor Sefton.
Coin Market Recap.
And we start with some breaking news. Reports suggest Do Kwon has been arrested in Montenegro. The country's interior minister has said he was detained at a local airport and had falsified documents. His tweet was then retweeted by the prime minister. Official confirmation of his identity is yet to take place. Kwon is being investigated by the US and South Korea following the collapse of Luna and UST last May, which wiped $60 billion from the crypto market. His whereabouts had been unknown for many months, but Kwon had repeatedly denied being on the run. Interpol had released a red notice for Kwon, meaning law enforcement agencies around the world were requested to locate and arrest him. South Korean officials had received intelligence that he was in neighboring Serbia last year. Interest rates just keep going up. The Federal Reserve has increased its base rate by another 0.25 percentage points. It's now at its highest level since 2007. Bitcoin suffered a sharp pullback in the hours after the announcement, falling from $28,500 to $27,000. Here's what Fed Chairman Jerome Powell had to say.
At today's meeting, the committee raised the target range for the federal funds rate by a quarter percentage point, bringing the target range to 4.75% to 5%. And we are continuing the process of significantly reducing our securities holdings. Since our previous FOMC meeting, economic indicators have generally come in stronger than expected, demonstrating greater momentum in economic activity and inflation. We believe, however, that events in the banking system over the past 2 weeks are likely to result in tighter credit conditions for households and businesses, which would in turn affect economic outcomes. It is too soon to determine the extent of these effects, and therefore too soon to tell how monetary policy should respond. As a result, we no longer state that we anticipate that ongoing rate increases will be appropriate to quell inflation. Instead, we now anticipate that some additional policy firming may be appropriate.
The Bank of England has now followed suit with its own 0.25 percentage point hike, and that came after new inflation figures in the UK were much worse than expected. The year-on-year rise of 10.4% takes inflation to its highest level since the 1970s. Rising food prices were to blame, with the cost of low-fat milk up 42% and olive oil up 38%. Interest rates have been rising in an attempt to bring inflation under control and closer to the target level of 2%. Tron founder Justin Sun and 8 celebrities have been charged by the SEC. It's alleged the crypto entrepreneur offered and sold the Tron and BitTorrent altcoins without registration. And it's claimed A-listers including Lindsay Lohan, Jake Paul, Neo and Akon promoted them on social media without disclosing that they'd been paid. They're now paying a total of $400,000 in penalties without admitting or denying the SEC's findings. According to the SEC, secondary markets for Tron tokens were also manipulated through extensive wash trading. In Lindsay Lohan's case, she was paid $10,000 to promote crypto to her 8.4 million followers on Twitter and was given the exact words to post. As part of the settlement, she's agreed she won't endorse cryptocurrencies on social media for the next 3 years. Last year, a spreadsheet by self-styled on-chain sleuth Zach XBT claimed she charged $35,000 for a package deal that includes 2 tweets and 1 retweet. Meanwhile, the SEC could be coming after Coinbase next. The exchange has received a Wells notice, which indicates that enforcement action could follow. It's frustrated Brian Armstrong, especially considering the SEC had to approve Coinbase's application to list on the stock market just 2 years ago. The CEO has insisted the exchange is right on the law and confident in the facts. Armstrong also accused the SEC of being unfair and unreasonable and said he would welcome the opportunity to battle battle the regulator in court. This was followed up by a punchy blog post that had this headline: "We asked the SEC for reasonable crypto rules for Americans. We got legal threats instead." Coinbase says it spent millions of dollars proposing ways for crypto firms to register with the SEC, but got no feedback. And the exchange says clear rules and laws are better tools for the crypto industry than enforcement actions. It warned the SEC's approach could drive innovation and jobs overseas, and finished with this message: "Tell us the rules and we will follow them." Finally today, Arbitrum had a shaky start to its airdrop on Thursday, with the foundation's website temporarily crashing because of an influx of traffic. The Layer 2 blockchain unveiled plans to release ARB tokens last week as part of a push to become more decentralized. CoinMarketCap data shows ARB was trading at about $1.27 at the time of recording this, with volatility to be expected as prices settle down. The token has already become the 37th largest in CMC's rankings, with a market cap of about $1.6 billion. Data from Nansen suggests that 1.16 billion tokens have been airdropped, and of those, 27% have already been claimed. A total of 615,000 addresses were in line for a windfall. That's it for today's CoinMarket Recap. There's plenty more crypto news and features on our website over at coinmarketcap.com/Alexandria. I'm Connor Sefton. Thanks so much for listening. We'll be back with more news tomorrow. Bye-bye for now.